Good afternoon, Jennifer, and welcome to Business Spotlight Interview.
Thank you, Colin. I'm so happy to be here.
Excellent. I'm really looking forward to this interview. So for the viewing audience, maybe just give a little bit of background on yourself, on the business that you own and operate, where you're located, et cetera.
Okay, no problem. My name is Jennifer Yeager, and I am a licensed professional counselor, as well as a certified professional counselor supervisor, as well as a certified master addiction counselor. And I own Sea Glass Therapy, which is in downtown Noonan, Georgia. And we are an emotional wellness center. And we offer counseling services. We offer yoga for mental health. We have massage therapy services that covers anything physical to emotional issues. We have acupuncture services. We have a Himalayan salt sauna. And we offer a variety of workshops that cover whatever we think that our community is needing.
Sounds like a complete list of full services for mental wellness. That's excellent. I love it.
Thank you.
And like we said pre-interview, I think we're neighbors here in downtown Noonan. So those of you that don't know, Noonan, Georgia is located about 35, 40 miles south of Atlanta Metro proper. So,
yeah.
Right. So let's pull back a little bit, big picture. Let me ask you a question about success. When you think of success, who comes to mind or what words come to mind that really kind of, you know, characterizes your definition of the word success?
That's such a good question. I did have to mull over that one. I think that the first people that come to mind when I think about success are both of my grandfathers and my dad. They were all successful in business. And as a therapist, that is not an arena I ever actually thought I was going into. I just thought I was going to be a therapist and talk to people and use emotional wellness as my vehicle to success. But these days, I find myself a business owner and thinking, even though all three of them are gone, I think a lot about the model that they set forward. And I watched them be successful in their different fields. And both all three of them, even though they were businessmen, they all helped people. One of my grandfathers was a pediatrician. The other one sold life insurance. And my dad was a hospital administrator or hospital CEO. So they all very much had a heart for helping people and helping them feel stable in life. So I think about that a lot.
I love that answer because it's obvious that their care for people in the service-oriented fashion, that legacy that they demonstrated to you and then left to you is now passing on from you to the next generation. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
I like it. So I didn't ask you, how long has Sea Glass Therapy been in operation?
Yeah, thank you for asking. It's been open and operating for 5.5 years. So we got started back in 2018. We were fortunate enough to weather COVID by going through utilizing telehealth services. And then we got back in the office as soon as we could, actually. And then actually there's been an interesting uptick in our business, or there was probably starting in late 2020. I have been a therapist for over 20 years and I've never seen that many people seek out therapy services, which was wonderful, also just indicative of how hard things have been. So that surge in people seeking out counseling has progressed and carried through. There's been a little bit of a back off now, I think, in 2023, late 2023. But yeah, so we have been operating and servicing our community for that long.
Excellent. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, COVID was a shift in people's normality, right? And that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Emotional well-being became, you know, paramount because things had changed. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Over that journey, so 5.5 years, what would you consider some of your richest learnings during that time as a business owner?
Oh, gosh, I have learned all the things. I never set out to be a business owner. Like I said, that was never my original intention. And then I kind of just saw a need in our community to do so. And so I started this with 4 people. We had 1 massage therapist, 1 yoga teacher, myself, and then Elizabeth, who is our COO, and also my sister. and she was kind of managing the practice because that's the skill set she brings to our business. And today, I have 18 people working here, and so it has definitely been a learning. I mean, I've learned everything. I really thought it was going to be such a simple thing, and in the beginning, it kind of was simple, and I've just made it bigger and more complicated. So I have had to go back and learn so many of the ins and outs of business. You know, I mean, they have degrees in business for a reason. It is not simple. It is very complicated, and I've had to, I mean, truly learn how to be a business owner as opposed to just a therapist. So it's all been learning a lot of things.
Yeah, the journey of the entrepreneur, it's typically a pretty common theme, right? One of the common themes are that you got into the business because you had a passion and there was a need, right? Especially in the services industry.
Yeah.
As you grow and scale and mature and learn, new problems arise all the time, right? You just have to keep knocking them back, right? So,
Absolutely.
yeah, I love it. So, what's the vision? So, you've been in business now for 5 years. You've seen your business sounds like really scale and grow, which is awesome. You have a number of people on staff, and lots more services, I presume. So,
Yeah.
what's the vision for the next 5 years?
So the vision is that in the next year or two, we are going to be relocating. And the idea is to have a location that has a lot of land adjacent to it because I want to offer the option of ecotherapy along a broad spectrum of services for people in our community. And so we're in the process of looking for that, as well as potentially offering. One of the things that we're really known for, that Sea Glass Therapy is known for, is being very holistic in its services and trying to service mind, body, and spirit. And the only area that I think I would really love to expand in right this minute is been thinking about a holistic practitioner more for the physical side of things, so more of a functional medicine doctor. We have had psychiatric services in the past, but honestly, we've got some great psychiatric services in our community, and I really don't need to offer that because we just refer out to those businesses. But that's one area that I find that people seek us out because we're holistic. And so I want to, you know, really offer as many services in that realm as possible. So that's one of the bigger areas that we'll probably be expanding to.
Well, I'm sad to hear that you may no longer be my neighbor, Jennifer, but the strategy sounds perfect. You just continue to expand your services and your reach and your ability to impact people, which is what you're all about, right?
That's
Yeah.
the hope.
And I can already think of several sort of, holistic, natural people that I know downtown that I need to get you networked with. So, but that'll be a
That
side
sounds
comment.
great. Please do.
Okay, excellent. So you said, I think 18 people, I think you said on staff, some number like that.
Honestly, we change somewhat because we add practitioners here, there, and yonder, and so I think it's 18 today. could be off. Could be 20.
We have a train going off in the background. It's probably both on your microphone and mine.
Yeah.
So tell me about your ability, because it's a pretty specialized skill sets you're looking for and services that you're looking at. Tell me a little bit about your attraction of talent here in the local new area and to skill set and employee attraction and retention.
Ask me that one more time because the train completely blocked you out. I think it stopped going. So sorry.
So I'm just curious because sometimes finding specialized skills and talents can be difficult, especially in small businesses. So what's been your experience here in the local Noonan area, or any kind of strategies that you deploy to try and attract and retain key employees?
We have gotten a lot of our staff members from word of mouth from other staff members, actually. Friends of friends, people that they went to school with or that they've met in the field. And I love that because it gives somewhat of, you know, each one of our providers definitely has their own personality, their own approach. They're trained in different modalities, and they really all complement each other. But when they are a friend of a friend, or even friends themselves, or know each other, then we kind of have at least a shared vision, and that's very important to me. That people that work here, and you know, really people that are attracted to want to come here to work or to be an intern or anything. I mean, they appreciate the vision and the. the atmosphere that we provide and the frame I think that we give. So it's not been as difficult as I would have thought. I mean, we have had some people come and go because either this just turned out not to be the right place for them, the right fit, and I think that just happens in business. But today we have a very strong personnel staff, and I feel really good about who we have here.
Yeah, and I just can only imagine in your profession with emotional wellness that it's so critical to have the right staff there, right, for the right reason.
Vital. Yes, absolutely.
Sounds like you've got that recipe figured out, which is great. So as you know, I'm a business coach, so I have to ask this question about coaching. So who's been your best coach in life and why? And that could be formal coaching, informal coaching, it could be sports, life, business, anything, but who's kind of been your best coach in life and why?
So I had a mentor who was not my official mentor by any means, but when I look back, that's what I call her. That I worked for years ago. We lived in Mississippi, and I worked for her for many years. And I learned so much from her, both about how to be a therapist, but also watching her be a business owner. And at the time, never intending on being a business owner myself. But man, I reference her. I mean, I do actually still reach out to her and ask her questions. And I also watched, I learned from her making mistakes back then. And we would talk about it, and I watched that. And then, as cheesy as this is going to sound, my dad's been gone for 13 years now, but he taught me so much about running a business just my entire life. I just was always very curious about his career and what he did. And I hear his words all the time. I mean, and I almost feel like I wouldn't even have to ask him because he taught me so much when he was alive that I definitely, I mean, it resonates. And I'm sure, I know my sister would attest to, who's my partner here, the same thing. I think we just learned so much from him.
I can totally relate because I've got a, had a very similar experience with a really strong quality figure that was constantly coaching me. Excellent. So, my favorite question. You're a lot closer to your 18-year-old self than I am. That's just for certain. But I get you a time machine. We dial her back to your 18th birthday, and we zoom you back to your 18-year-old self, and you get the chance to have a 15-minute conversation with your 18-year-old self. What sort of advice or input or words of wisdom would you whisper into your 18-year-old self's ear?
Well, so many things, wouldn't we all? I think, but honestly, thinking about this interview, the first thing that did pop in my head was that to take more business classes when I was in my undergrad program. I actually did, I took some adjacent ones that I really loved, but at the time, never in a million years thought this is where I would end up. And so I would definitely would have encouraged myself to take some more of those, especially because I was 18 in college, right? Also, the first thing that comes to mind personally is that I kind of wish I had traveled more when I was young and single, before I started a family and really, hunkered down in my career because I started young. I just went straight through college, straight to graduate school, and straight into my career without missing a beat. And while on one hand, that's definitely had its benefits, and I'm grateful for that. On the other hand, you look back and you're like, I could have gone a little easier on myself. I could have, picked up and maybe done some wilder things before you settle down into what you're doing. But I really, one thing that was really neat when I was thinking about this question that I felt so grateful for is when I do look back, I feel really good about a lot of the decisions I've made, especially regarding my career, because I can see how everything culminated and everything brought me to where I am today, and everything was at the right time and fell into place, and I feel incredibly fortunate for that.
Yeah, I like that mindset comment you made at the end about being, reflective and blessed and fortunate on the things that have gone right in your life. I actually recommend a lot of people that struggle with this to do a reverse bucket list. We all know what the bucket list looks like, right? But if you do it in
Yeah.
reverse, you become appreciative and reflective and all the things that you really have, right? That you have accomplished in life because it's a lot, right?
I
Typically.
love that.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, this has been a fantastic interview. I'm so glad to finally meet you, a fellow Noonan business owner. So
Absolutely.
just to make sure that anybody that wants to get in contact with you, Jennifer, or go sign up for a newsletter or take part of an offer or whatever, just give you the final say to make sure anyone and everyone can contact you or knows how to reach out.
Absolutely. The best way to do that would be our website, which is seaglasstherapy.com. One other thing I would add that I should have talked about is that we do actually have a nonprofit piece to our business as well. It's called the Frayed Edges Foundation. And that's another website that I would recommend that people utilize, frayededgesfoundation.org. And that organization primarily is aimed at raising money to provide scholarships for our community because counseling is expensive and not everybody can access that easily. So the idea there is that you would go on that website and apply for a scholarship and see if you can get approved. And it pays for 12 sessions. It pays the majority of it. And then the person receiving the scholarship is only responsible for paying $30 a session for the remainder of that. And so I do want to encourage people to utilize that as well. But yeah, our primary way of contact would be seaglasstherapy.com. And we have way too much information on there. You can drown in it. So anything, hopefully any question you would have would be on there. If not, then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, my email address is on every page at the bottom. And I always welcome any questions, concerns, anything that anybody has to email that. And either myself or Elizabeth can answer those questions.
Excellent. Well, I want to personally thank you for paying it forward through your scholarship program. I think that's really important always, but especially in the industry and the people that you serve. And I appreciate you investing into Noonan and into humanity, quite frankly. So it's great
Thank
to meet
you.
you. Thank you for all that you do, and I wish you nothing but prosperity in your personal life and your business life.
Thank you so much, Colin. This has been great.
Excellent. Take care.
Okay.